Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Katherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody, it's Katherine, and I'm coming back at you with another podcast walk from nature. I'm over in Harper's Ferry in West Virginia, which is pretty close to where I live. And I love to come here because there's a trail along the mighty Potomac River that I can walk and be in the sun and be right down by the river too. And I just really feel living near bodies of water is absolutely underrated and an important tool if you have it for HSPs. There is something alive in this river, as there are in all bodies of water, and I feel so grounded and taken care of when I'm near her. And I really think with rivers, and especially moving bodies of water, they often want to take our cares, to take our problems, and help shoulder a little bit of the burden. And so next time you're walking near a body of water, a creek, a river, a stream, the ocean, whatever, just stop and sense into it a little bit and ask if it will help you with whatever you might need. Maybe it's just easing some of your burdens. Maybe there's a specific issue, but I think that's a really beautiful practice. I know that I do that regularly with the Potomac and with the small creek behind the Nature Witch Cottage too. So how are you all? I have a couple of things to share in this podcast update. First is just a little bit of a noticing, which is that I haven't really been pulled to call to create podcast episodes. And this has actually been going on for a while. And a lot of the episodes that I've created in the past, maybe few months, I really felt like I've done it out of obligation. And I'm not saying the content was bad or, you know, hopefully not helpful. It's just the energy behind it was a little bit different. And I've been noticing that. And that's very common as a creative person. You have to attune yourself to those sorts of things, and it's going to happen from time to time. And best you can, give yourself permission to not create if it doesn't feel right and aligned. And that's really hard for me to do because, you know, I feel I want to be of service. I want to provide valuable content. And of course, there's a scarcity mindset. Oh, well, if I'm not publishing free content on a regular basis, you know, is that going to lessen my audience? Is it going to lessen my impact? And so all those sorts of thoughts come up for me. What I've noticed is that my creative well is still there, but weirdly, it's going more towards Instagram. And I feel like I'm the only person in the world right now, the only maybe sensitive or spiritual or empathetic entrepreneur who's feeling more drawn to Instagram these days. I've had a lot of colleagues and peers and friends be like, I'm quitting Instagram, or I'm drawing back my presence there, which I totally understand, but I'm actually feeling really nourished and playful around it. I've been working on doing more reels and video content there. So I've just noticed there's been a redirection in my creative energy away from the podcast and a little bit away from the Sunday Soother as well towards the towards Instagram and maybe more video content. And also a redirection of some of my energy into the Sunday Soother membership. And that's one of the kind of housekeeping updates I have, which is that I am doing a slight revamp of the Sunday Soother membership. And as part of that celebration, I am offering 3 weeks free in March of the Sunday Soother. And we're going to do a whole series on thriving as a highly sensitive person. So there's going to be a bunch coming in March. There's going to be a tarot teaching circle. So I'm going to offer these once a month inside of the membership. And this tarot teaching circle, we're going to go deeper into elements of the deck and teachings from the deck. And this one is going to be today. There'll be a replay though, don't worry. And it's going to be on reversals, because that's something I really see highly sensitive people struggle with in tarot. There's a lot of fear and perfectionism around reversals. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. There are going to be regular tarot energy forecasts for each week ahead. There's going to be a new moon journal circle. I think that's on March 10th. And then really fun, like the big event is March 19th through 22nd. I'm going to be hosting 4 free workshops. They're live, but there'll be replays. And the first one will be on March 19th. We're going to do a spring equinox ritual and workshop together. So that should be wonderful. And then on the 20th, we're going to do a workshop on how to become more visible as a highly sensitive person. That's going to be a mix of visualization, journaling, and EFT, which I think can be really potent and powerful, especially for HSPs. On Thursday, we're going to talk about health and wellness through an HSP lens. And then on Friday, I haven't actually decided what the fourth and final workshop will be. Maybe if you have ideas or requests, you can get in touch with me, DM me on Instagram, or email me, Catherine at CatherineDAndrews.com. And so that's all going to be free for everybody. There's no gimmick. There's no, like, you have to cancel your membership afterwards or whatever. It's just going to be free. And then that week, I will be relaunching the Sunday Soother membership. It's going to be $33 a month, or there's an annual discounted rate you can sign up for too. And then through the week of March 19th through the 22nd, I'm going to be offering some pretty steep discounts on the annual membership as well. So stay tuned for all of that. The membership is... this has been interesting, right? I've done about 1 year of the membership now. If you're in it or not, if you're in it, you'll know the experience. If you're not, you'll hear a little bit about it here. But essentially what I did is I did a masterclass every month. I did weekly tarot circles every Sunday morning, and I did a new moon journal circle. And that was the bulk of the membership, but I offered it at three different price tiers, and that was kind of getting administratively out of my control. And it was ending up being a lot more work that I was putting in for what I felt that I was being compensated, right? So we want to think about the energetic flow and balance here, right? And, you know, I know that what I tell my clients and my students is that anytime you start to feel that lack of passion start to come in, the lack of creativity, or any resentment, or any overworking and burning out, there's somewhere to be adjusted on the dial, right? So I decided I want to compress all of these tiers into one tier. It's $33 a month, and there's going to be two live calls a month for that. There's going to be a tarot teaching circle and a new moon journal circle. Then there will be weekly tarot forecasts that I will record probably via audio or video and send out every week. And you can listen to those as you see fit. There will also be a pre-recorded lesson on some aspect. So there might be a lesson on how to clear your energy. There might be a lesson on, you know, how to create more abundance in your life. There might be a spiritual lesson teaching you how to do a spiritual practice, maybe connecting with your spirit guides or getting in touch with signs from the universe or anything else that kind of relates to the healing growth and the spirituality of the highly sensitive person. You'll also get lifetime access to the Sunday Soother Slack and community, which is just really one of the most beautiful parts of the internet I've ever been on personally. I know I'm biased, but I really feel that. And you'll also get my paid Sunday Soother bonus essays. So if you're on the Substack for the Sunday Soother, either you signed up or you'll have seen previews that anywhere from 2 to 4 times a month, I'll send extra essays. And those tend to be more personal, more behind the scenes of my business life, my spirituality. I tend to write a lot about health and wellness more in those essays than in the free Sunday Soother, which are kind of more formal essays. And that will be part of the membership as well. So it's a pretty robust membership, I think, personally. And it feels really good where I've landed. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be open the week of March 19th for enrollment. And, you know, if you don't want to enroll, you can still get the free 3 weeks inside of the Sunday Soother membership in March. And that'll be really awesome. So I'll put the link in the show notes to get the free 3 weeks. And you can just sign up right then. So the main message of this podcast, though, that I wanted to listen, and thank you for putting up with a hefty sort of housekeeping and personal life update at the front there, was to remind you of something that I literally have to remind myself of so constantly. And it relates back to a podcast I did a year or two ago that was entitled something like, "All change in my life has taken at least 2 to 3 years." And what I want to say today is that all fails and foibles of your efforts, all flops of anything that you're trying, they are literally part of the process. They are steps in eventual success to whatever you're aiming yourself for. And that doesn't make them wrong. You have not failed. You simply completed another step on the ladder up to towards your eventual goal. I was thinking about this with the fact that recently I'm about 6 months sober. I haven't had alcohol in 6 months and I don't plan to drink again, though I don't really identify as sober, although I guess I am. It's not a problem with that term or whatever. I just know that I'm a really black and white thinker. And the second I like say, like, I'm doing this thing forever, then I can sometimes, you know, be like, but I don't want to. And there's some rebelling that comes up for me. But I was talking with a friend about this who's more in the sobriety movement. And she said something like this. She was like, I don't know where she got this quote. I don't know if it's accurate, but it really resonated. She said, people who struggle with their drinking can take 8 to 10 years to really, to finish that and to eventually get sober. And I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Like from their very first effort, their very first inkling, like maybe I'm drinking too much. Maybe I should stop. Maybe I want to change this habit in my life. And some people, of course, can do it much more quickly than that, or maybe even longer than that. But on average, it can take 8 to 10 years. And I was thinking about that. I was like, that has felt absolutely like it's tracked with my alcohol use. I started thinking about my drinking patterns and how I wanted to reduce them probably in 2016. And so here we are about 8 years later, and I finally feel like I've come to some resolution with this arc of alcohol in my life. Sorry, there's a little bit of construction right here, so hopefully that's not too disruptive. And in those 8 years, there were tons of what may be perceived as failures in my efforts to stop or reduce my drinking. I would do a sober week. I would do a 30 days no alcohol. And there were plenty of 30 days no alcohol or dry months that I started and then didn't complete. And then over time, little by little, I did one, you know, dry January, and then I did another dry January. And then 1 year I did 60 days off alcohol. And then last year I did 90 days. And then I think a year before that I did 90 days too. And then here we are, you know, at 180 days, feeling like I'm finally complete with that relationship. And it wasn't that anything along the way, you know, all those dry months I quote unquote failed at didn't count. They were just an eventual part of the process. So I teach this a lot in my business too. So say you're a highly sensitive person, you're entrepreneurial, and you want to do something like teach a course or launch a program. I teach my clients that probably, and if not, this is great too, but probably nobody will sign up for their first launch. And that's not a problem. That is part of the process. The quote unquote failure, the concept of getting zero people in a thing that you put a lot of work into, it isn't really a failure. It's an inevitable step that you have to take in the process of building your business, right? And there are so many more examples and metaphors I could think along the way. But we're so hard on ourselves and we classify so many things as immediate failures that we fail to see, we fail to see that they're actually just inevitable steps. They honestly, if you put out a checklist of a goal, you know, stretch it out way longer than you think it should go and sprinkle throughout that to-do list, fail at this, fail at that, fail at this, fail miserably here, because they are part of the to-do list of the eventual completion and success of the goal. And of course, unfortunately, too many times when we have a quote-unquote failure or two under our belt, we think, well, that's the sign. I shouldn't have been doing this anyways, so I'm just going to stop. When really, you kind of got to be delusional and say this was part of the process, at least delusional in the way that society teaches us. You have to be willing to go through many things that look like failures and understand that they're just an inevitable part of the process unfolding anyways. So I wanted to share that message for anybody out there who maybe has been failing, right? And is thinking about throwing in the towel or is really blaming themselves or shitting on themselves or feeling shame. It's just part of how this works. It's part of how life works. You have to fail a bunch in order to eventually succeed. And I feel like this is honestly like some of the more trite advice that I've offered on this podcast. And you might like, yeah, I know that. But I want you to like actually embody it and like actually be like, okay, well, let me look at this goal that I've had. And let me review all the times that I've viewed particular steps towards this goal as failures. And could I really let myself believe that they are just an inevitable part of the process? Nothing has gone wrong. I'm not a bad person. I'm not weak or, you know, crappy at this thing that I want to do. It just probably takes longer than I've been conditioned for it to expect. And I'm going to have to fail a bunch along the way too. So I hope, you know, that lands. And, you know, other examples come to mind, my relationship with caffeine. I haven't had caffeine in probably like a year now, though I still drink decaf. So I've had caffeine, but not like full caffeinated coffee. Man, that was like a 5-year process for me. You know, and right now I'm kind of in this relationship with sugar. I went a month without sugar, and the second the month was over, I was at an event and I had 2 cupcakes, a cookie, and a piece of cake. And eventually, long term, I'd like to have a more modulated relationship with sugar. It's just going to take some time. And the fact that I bombed on sugar that one night doesn't mean anything other than it was kind of a part of the process. So I hope that this serves you a little bit today. I hope you can find some peace and inspiration in it. I hope you'll consider checking out the free month, or rather it's like 22 days worth of free access to the Sunday Soother membership. The link for that is in the show notes. And yeah, just take really good care of yourself. It's all working out, I promise. So I'm sending you all my love and I'll talk to you soon. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about the Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.